I love the people who are screaming at this point. You can't have Amy Coney Barrett, separation of church and state. These people, they say this as they participate in the religious activities of the funeral of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That entire thing, what's happening there is a religious experience. And don't let them, oh, we have to have separation of church and state. Because if you don't, well, no. First of all, that's not in the Constitution. Second of all, what you guys are doing right now is essentially a religious activity. That's it. You have to understand that. And as we look, and as we brace Catholics, and I only say, I'm not trying to keep my evangelical brothers and sisters, I'm not trying to, you know, be like, oh, this is an A-B conversation, see yourself out. No, it's because President Trump has made it very well known that either Judge Lagoa or Judge Barrett are Catholics. Those are very, they're part of the opening presentation, the elevator pitch, if you will, for both of them. And so we are now going to be educated, right? Educated in the ways of Catholicism by all these good people. All these people who talk about how for the last couple months, well, Joe Biden's a Catholic. Joe Biden's a Catholic. Joe Biden's a Catholic. And now Amy Coney Barrett's been nominated, or Judge Lagoa has been nominated. Oh, she's a Catholic. Oh, she's a Catholic. It's completely, well, we should have expected it. And the religious bigotry that is being spouted out at this point, we all knew it was going to come. We all knew it was going to happen. But if you are a liberal, if you are a Democrat, my Northeastern and my West Coast Catholics, if you watch this entire thing, and I know what you're going to do. I know what you're going to do. I'll say it again. I know what you're going to do. You're going to sit back and say, oh, well, I don't think being a Catholic should have any kind of impact on the views of the court. Miss me with the nonsense. I'll say it again. Do you think Ruth Bader Ginsburg, when she was alive, when she had a case for the LGBT MAPQ community, you don't think her personal opinion was used to force laws like Obergefell, right? You don't think Ruth Bader Ginsburg used her personal belief system in her ruling, in siding with the majority, which is unbelievable to say that overturned 32 state constitutions? But this idea, this abject impartiality, or whatever it is, I forgot the phrase, the evident impartiality or whatever. They're supposed to be impartial. It's impossible. It's impossible for a human being to be completely objective without their own personal point of view influence what they write, what they decide, even what they eat. But now we're going to have to sit here and go, well, the religion, you can't let it influence. Right? And it's all because of what? Roe. It is all because of Roe. And the most sacred of all rights to liberals, progressives, to Americans in general. And that is the right to have consequence-free sex. To constantly pursue pleasure. That's all this society is based on. That's all the American dream is. Chasing pleasure for any and all costs. So let's just take a look. Let's just take, by the way, I watched, I listened to Trump's, most of Trump's speech last night in Pennsylvania. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Make sure if you want to listen to President Trump's campaign rallies uninterrupted and without any kind of editorialization, stay tuned to the Crusade channel and listen to them here, because we're not going to editorialize it. We're not going to tell you, we're not going to break away from it when President Trump starts to say things that might be controversial. In fact, that's why we listen to it, right? It's like watching a NASCAR race back in the day. You watch it for the crash. But watch them here. And President Trump was very adamant about, you know, we're going to put good judges on there. So good. It's got to be a woman. Who here? There was one point. Who here wants a guy on the court? And then one dude raised his hand. Like, all right, we got one guy, which was fantastic. And so he talked on and on about that. So he has no problem saying it's going to be a woman. The top two contenders are Catholic. Now, Rushings, Allison Rushings, at first she was a big name. I think she's just too young. She's 37. Comparing her and the age gap between her and Barrett or Lagoa, it's 12, 13 year difference. So I don't think she's really a serious when Trump wins and if he gets another appointment, I think he puts Rushing on the court when she's 40 just to be like, there you go. She's going to be on there for 40 years. And then just call it a day. Now, Reuters, this cheeky little sons of guns that they are, changed this headline. They had the most ridiculous headline yesterday, and I actually quote tweeted it. So now I gotta go digging for it. But they wrote this article, absolutely looking at the fact that Amy Coney Barrett's a Catholic, and it's some kind of crazy religious group. Not the Catholic group that Joe Biden's a part of, right? That's the cool Catholics. That's the good Catholics. That's the Catholics that'll let Ben Shapiro make a ridiculous statement when, I don't even want to repeat it, but he has this awful joke about the supposedly, the second Passion of the Christ movie. That, you know, the cool Catholics are fine with that. Now, the way Reuters put this out there, the religious Handmaiden's Tale. This was the headline yesterday from Reuters. Handmaiden's Tale, that's stupid, because all the left can do is reference Handmaiden's Tale, Harry Potter, and Star Wars. That's the only three references they have from the intellectual left. So they're going, Handmaiden's Tale? U.S. Supreme Court candidate's religious community is under scrutiny. What the hell are you talking about, religious community? Now, of course, some people are going to go, well, it's because she's a part of this group called, like, I don't know, what is it? People of Praise. Because she's a member of this group called People of Praise. That's supposedly, like, the religious extremist group within the Catholic Church. So I'm glad Reuters is going to educate me using pop culture references. Hey, that's my job, Reuters. You back on off. Now, here's a great paragraph. Judge Amy Coney Barrett. The group says on its website it is made up of liberals and conservatives with a mixture of Roman Catholics and Pentecostal traditions. Though at least one expert and one former member consider it very conservative, until 2018, it used the term handmaid for its female leaders. And the group is called People of Praise, a self-described charismatic Christian community. You know, unlike the crazy witches at Planned Parenthood. And of course, when they're talking about the fact that, oh, she's used the term handmaid for its female leaders, that's actually biblical. Right? That actually has its basis, I don't know, in the Bible. Our glorious Holy Mother had even said, I am a handmaiden of the Lord. She must have not seen the TV show, obviously. But between her and this other, well, between Reuters and between this woman named Susan Hennessy, who comes up with a whopper of a tweet, where she says, Republicans will spend the next 42 days claiming that the party led by Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi, the party whose second last confirmed SCOTUS justice is Sonia Sotomayor, is our anti-Catholic bigots. That doesn't mean we have to take those claims remotely seriously. Well, you do, because they are. They do. They are correct. Because Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are not right with the church. They are not in good standing. And don't even get me started on Sonia Sotomayor. Sonia Sotomayor hates, I would even venture to say she despises, the faith that she was baptized in. Right? Of course, we're talking about people who have no idea, who think, essentially, that being a member of the Catholic Church is akin to signing up for a gym membership. You just have to go once, right? You have to sign up, you get the t-shirt, and then you're a member of the gym for life until you cancel. Oh, well, I was baptized and confirmed. I'm a Catholic for life. Whee! I don't have to ever go back. I tell you I'm Catholic. That's it. I'm a member of this gym. That's where I belong. So, of course, between the fact that the liberal legacy media is going to tie itself into a pretzel. I'm stealing that from you, President Trump. I hope you know. Trying to say, well, Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are the good Catholics. Amy Coney Barrett's going to send you to the Dark Ages. You know what? Maybe we should go back to the Dark Ages. Because the last time I checked, priests were not participating in American Ninja Warrior back in the Dark Ages. They were doing stuff like, I don't know, administering the sacraments, tending to their flock. Instead, now we have priests who sit back and watch their churches be closed, collecting dust. Well, I guess I got some free time in my hands. Maybe I'll go participate in American Ninja Warrior. And if you don't know what I'm referencing, there's this clip on the interwebs. You can find it. I think I have it on my Twitter feed, Barrett Brief, BarrettBrief. Where in Los Angeles, a priest participates in his in American Ninja Warrior. He's so cute because he blesses the water before he jumps over it. Ooh. Where are these priests jumping over fences and breaking down doors to give dying people their last rites? Oh, no, that's icky coronavirus. Eee! Those are the good Catholics.